Hi, and welcome to Coffee with Claire. How do you build trust? Trust is incredibly important in improv because if we don't trust each other, we have nothing to build on. And when you think about that in relationships and in life, it also holds true, doesn't it? When we trust people, we feel safe. We feel like we belong to something bigger than ourselves. And we know that we can let our hair down and be our authentic self with someone that we trust. Trust is really hard to get, and it's really easy to lose. And so my challenge for you this week is to think about the four main relationships in your life, whether they're at work or they're at home, and think about how you might be able to shore that relationship up. Is there something that you've done that's broken a little bit of trust that you might be able to come back and sew those little pieces back up? And we'd like to know about your experiences. So give us a hoot and a holler at our Facebook page at Coffee with Claire and let us know your experience about trust. As you know, every week we bring on entrepreneurs, people who give back to the community, and people who like to have fun. And so it is my privilege to welcome back to Coffee with Claire, Janie Rios.
Hi, Claire.
Hi. And Janie is the owner of Women Broadcast Television Network, and she's also the CEO of Women's Global Leadership Alliance. So she's a very busy lady. So I'm so glad to have you back.
I'm so glad to be here. I was the very first show, remember?
Yes, she was
so
my very first guest.
So we're many shows in. I'm so glad we're still going.
Oh, me too.
This is fun.
So, you know, from that point until now, let's catch the viewers up on where we are at WBTVN and all the other things that you've got going on.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic. Well, when we first had our first show, we were actually the first show on Women's Broadcast Television Network. So we started out with like 200 views that first week.
Right.
And so with our analytics
and
now.
Thank you for those.
Yeah,
we appreciate it.
But from you 200, we've grown to almost 40,000 clicks a week. And so we have a lot of women from around the world now. And we have 62 hosts.
Wow.
So yeah, so
good
we're just
job.
Growing and. Yeah, it's been exciting.
So, and your hosts, they sometimes have sets like this. Sometimes they kind of do Zoom from their couches and everything in between, right?
Yeah, you know, that's a cool thing about Women's Broadcast right. Television Network, I think, because you can have a green screen studio or a big virtual set like this, or you can just do an interview. And what we've found, even the numbers show it, that no matter if it's a free type of interview service or if it's a big production, we're getting the same numbers.
Oh,
so
wow.
We're finding what it's about. It's about content.
Mm.
Women love content. If it's good content, they're going to watch.
Well, and men like content, too.
Well, yes, but I'm a women's broadcast television network,
right.
So, you know, women are my thing. Well, I am married. But, you know, I am all about girl power. So when you hear me talk, as a matter of fact, the other day, this guy was trying to sell me something. The first thing out of his mouth was, well, when we call an executive to do something, you know, we told him, like, okay, first strike. Then he kept talking, and it was like the ego of the man versus the woman. I said, second call. We don't bash men on Women's Broadcast Television.
No.
No, it's just about women uplifting women. Men are welcome to watch. We love men. And but, yeah, so it's funny when I talk to people. I'm like, okay, strike one. The executive should have been her.
Yeah. Well, and that's what I really love about what you and Siobhan are doing is lifting women up with you. You know,
definitely.
There's been such a thing. Even Harvard Business Review had an article about the Queen Bee Syndrome and Wall Street Journal, too, about how so many women, as they're climbing up the ladder of success, squish all the other women down.
Yeah.
And you guys don't do that.
No.
It's amazing.
It's funny. We talk about collaboration all the time. And women will talk about collaborating. But when you start, you know, the very, I don't know, some women just kind of feel threatened. I'm not sure what it is. But when we collaborate and work together, it's so much better.
It
like
is.
With your improv, and you talk about that, you know, one or two or three heads are better than one.
Absolutely.
That's how we feel. And if our hosts aren't successful, we're not successful. So it's just, it's everything. Everybody's going to do really well. And because we do try to uplift everybody and monetize them and,
right.
and get them in front of the right people. I mean, it's all about helping, collaborating, and growing your business, growing your life. Because we're all in the same boat. We all have the same issues all across the world. And, I mean, in England, they have kids with problems than as far as Africa they do.
Sure.
Or women. We have the same issues. So bringing all these women collectively around the world together has been just a phenomenal experience.
Well, and that's something that you're really good at. You've built several businesses before you even got involved with this one that was global.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. I'm all about global collaboration because, honestly, Americans were very... spoiled, if you will, where there's women around the world who really want to know more about us in America and how we are growing our business because we're free. We're free to do what we want to
so
do.
Lucky.
We can do everything. They look up to us. And so they really capture my heart of how can we help them.
Right.
And for us, $25 is kind of nothing. You know, to them, it could be a world of difference in their life. And so how do you take that $25, invest it in yourself, and create something that's just phenomenal that now you can be home with your kids and whatever your passion and dream is.
So Women Broadcast Television Network started in October of last year. And in that very short amount of time, you guys have been able to get us on Roku.
Yes.
Hulu?
Yes.
What are some of the other ones?
Chromecast. We're on all the apps. We're on Fire, Amazon Fire, Kindle, Prime, Amazon Prime. We're being actually right now evaluated for Apple TV. So that should hit in the next week or two. And then we would cover every digital platform across the world.
And we also have apps that you can download for free on your phone, and it's under Women on TV.
Yes, and Women on TV.
Yeah, so you can get it for Android and for Apple. There are lots of ways to watch us, and I think the last statistic I heard was there's an opportunity for 11.2 million people.
Yes, and that's growing.
To watch. Yeah.
That is growing. Those are just the people who have cut cable and have Roku boxes.
Oh,
and Hulu boxes. And so in America, it's a big trend right now because Roku, you can buy the box for $80 and then have zero cable bill. So there's 11.5 million people around the country that have cut cable.
Oh, okay.
And have Roku boxes.
Okay.
And so that's the only way they're watching TV. Globally, that's the, you know, apps are the only way people watch it because they all don't have TVs. They have phones, they have mobile iPads, they have computers.
Makes
and
sense.
So that, you know, globally it's a huge opportunity. But here in the United States, it's just 11.5 million. That's not
just
even global numbers.
That's it.
That's people just cutting the cable. And believe me, we did that too. We save us almost $175 a month by cutting cable.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
And
every time I turn around, there's the discussion on Facebook and, you know, should I cut the cord? Should I not?
Yep.
And most people are saying, yeah, do it. You know, it's no big deal.
Yeah.
There's people that have been asking me lately, well, Claire, how did you get involved with this? How do you get your own show? So maybe you could share with the audience a little bit about how you get involved or if you're interested in doing something like this.
Yeah, it was beautiful. You know, what we tell everyone is if you have a message and great content to share and you have a business you want to grow, you want to be part of our network. We're very niched, and we did that for a purpose. We didn't just become a TV station for everyone. We're a TV station for content created by women for women. And so we niched that, and that's very important for you guys. You know, how do you grow a business? How do you get multiple businesses?
Right.
It's real important to niche it. That way you know exactly who you're targeting, that way your content, your writing, everything that you do is around that niche market. So if you want to be involved with Women's Broadcast Television Network, you just go to wbtvn.tv, and under like About Host, Sign Up for Host, you'll see like all the information about it, even what you get with your channel. I mean, we promote everyone. We get articles in newspapers and magazines and do a lot of social media and promo commercials and videos. And so we'll help you write from the process from the start all the way to the end, because we have a training center in back. We have weekly calls with our hosts.
Mm-hmm.
We are always available for our hosts. Customer service is priority for Shay and I.
And they are really
Shay
good
and
about
me.
It.
Yeah. Not good in English.
All the English majors are taking notes
right
now.
Guys.
Well, you and I were both involved with the Spirit Fed Entrepreneur book endeavor, and we were able to get to the bestseller list on Amazon.
Yes, we were.
And you've been able to take that platform and launch into something even newer. So tell everybody about what you're doing now.
Well, Spirit Fed started with the entrepreneur, Spirit Fed Entrepreneur. I own SpiritFedLife.com, and I own SpiritFedInstitute.com. And from that, created the SpiritFed.tv. What I found was with Women Does Broadcast Television Network is that it's very agnostic, kind of, if you will, that we don't talk about God, spirit, but that's really my heart. Mm-hmm. So what I found was that there's a lot of people out there that need that uplifting and edification, and there's so many great women with such great messages, and we really, you know, people like you and I and hang out with Alona, we really truly want people to live at that higher level
yes,
in life.
Absolutely.
You know, and get rid of that junk in your head. And
right.
And how do you do that? And that's what SpiritFed.tv is about, is listening to the Spirit, getting that junk out of your head and feeling free to live your life and knowing you're protected by, you know, something bigger than yourself.
Right.
And so that's what the message you're going to get on SpiritFed.tv.
And then you've got another TV show that you're starting, I think, in March, right?
I am. We just, what's cool about that is we've just moved to the lake. And I've always wanted to live on the lake. I mean, I just always.
Share with them the name of the place.
All
right. Do you want to tell them the city?
Sneak peek. The city we're moving to is called Gun Barrel City.
You got to say it like this.
You got to say it like this. You're going to live in Gun Barrel City.
See how her posture changed?
I have two shows going on actually over there. We had Gun Barrel City, Lakeside Living.
Mm-hmm.
The reason we're going to start that show is because I've met so many people. Every adult I talk to, I tell I moved to a lake house. They're like, on the lake? I'm like, first thing, I'm like, yes, with a boat dock and everything. They're like, I've always wanted to do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's on my bucket list.
Yes.
It's on my dream list. It's always been in what I've wanted to do. So, you know, about a year ago, I'm like, you know, why not? Why not?
Yeah.
And so that's where we got a lake house. My husband was like, you want to go do what? And now he's quit work and he's living out the lake with me. And we couldn't, I mean, it's all about quality of life and not quantity. When you really get that in your head that, you know, I saw so many older people accumulate, and then they hit 60 and they're giving away. I'm like, they worked all their lives for this.
Yeah.
Now they're just giving it away, you know. Okay, there's got to be somewhere in between where you just say, stop buying.
Yeah.
And so we decided, my husband and I, we have 11 and 14-year-old boys, we decided we're going to go after the quality of life.
There you go.
And my husband's going to be home with my kids. He's going to teach them manly things like building fires and fixing stuff. And see, I got the accent going.
You do.
I'm ready. And so Gun Barrel City is all about what. But when we get out there, we meet all these awesome ladies. That one lady is a VP of Anne Klein that retired out there, traveled all over the world, never had kids, never got married because she was living a life she wanted to live.
Mm-hmm.
Another one's the LGBT community. Great women out there that have a great story about how they ended up there.
That's awesome.
You know, more ladies I met, I'm like, okay, we need a show, man, a lakeside living. How do you get from where you are in city to the lake? And so that's what that show's about. And then my husband and I are married 20 years. We're doing a second show.
In a row?
Yes.
To the same person?
To the same man, 20
wow.
years. But it's called
here's
Gun.
Here's your medal.
Oh, I need it. I need about 20. Gun Barrel City. It's called Lakeside Transformations. And Lakeside Transformation is about getting out of the city, getting all the hush, all the noise, and getting into an environment like we're in. And how to reconnect, not only emotionally, but spiritually, sexually. Mm. How do you reconnect with your spouse after 10, 15, 20 years to bring it back to where it was when you first got together? And so every morning we're going to get out on our kayaks. We're going to have a 360 video out in the middle of the lake. We're going to do affirmations. We're going to give you sex tips for the nighttime because we're going to do a 90-day transformation. Mm. Every day you're going to have stuff to do with your husband and spouse. And believe me, we've done it. It makes a world of difference in your marriage. You can stick together knowing you love each other 100%, 110% for the rest of your life.
So will this be a online kind of a, how do people get to enroll into the 90-day program?
Oh, well, we're just going to do it for free.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
We're not going to charge anybody. We want to change, you know, help change and transform marriages and lives. And so you just watch us. And every day we're going to give you these tips. But it will be on WBTVN.TV under Gun Barrel City, Lakeside Living.
That's awesome. Well, switching gears a little bit, you know, one of the things that you're really good at is you're a monetization expert.
Yes.
And, you know, there's a lot of people that have these dreams. They have these ideas of how to, you know, what they want to do, but they don't know how to make money doing it. So can you share with the audience a little bit about that side of Janie?
Yeah. I mean, I started out helping others monetize, not actually monetizing myself. And my heart is just to give, 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 give.
Yeah.
And I came out of the corporate world, and we had a lot of people call us and ask us, you know, can I follow you? You know that, you know, interns and people like that. So in my world, when people ask for help, you gave it to them.
Right.
Gave.
Right, right.
When I got out of corporate world and started my own business, people were like, well, I would just spill the beans. They'd ask, you know, how do you take a video and make a marketing program? And I just tell them. And I had people kicking me going, charge for that. I'm like, what do you mean charge for that? I'm trying to help this person succeed, you know. And so that is one area that I would immediately tell people, stop giving it away, because honestly, they were right. And you put a program together for them. And you always, when you monetize something, there's three things I always tell people you have to do. You have to have a foundation.
Okay.
The foundation is, where are they going to buy it? Do you have a place where you can get opt-in forms, which would be a website or a brick and mortar for some people?
Sure.
But you have to have some sort of foundation. You can't be in your home with no website. I'm sorry, I get people all the time that, you know, they have really not a lot. So we develop a foundation for them. You know, where are people going to go to buy this? Is it professional? Does it look good? Is it talking to your niche market? Because that's real important, right? Now once you have a foundation, now you have to build on that. You have to have products and services for people to buy. If you don't have that and they come to your website and it's just pretty, you're not going to get very far, right?
Right.
So you want the foundation. You want a mechanism. You want products and services that speak to your niche market. Then don't be afraid to go get the partnerships. Don't go after the one-on-one relationships, which is fine. But how I grew my video company so fast 12 years ago was I had the foundation, I had the skill set, I had the products and services. I said, okay, who is out there? What companies are out there that could use my service? Not just individuals. So I went to like the Richards Group. It's a big ad agency here in Dallas. They did not have a video department. Video is the next biggest thing. So I talked to them. I'm like, hey, guys, we have a great video department. We love advertising. We've been in marketing. We have a great partnership.
Yeah.
Let's partner. Immediately, we got like 20 employees.
Wow.
I mean, 20 clients, which I had to then go get a building on 75 and 635, get employees to help service. A year later, I'm stuck in corporate again. My own corporate world. I'm like, get me out of here.
But you were in a familiar thing.
Yeah,
you know?
Like, shut it down. And that's what I did. I went into the conference room like, okay, this is not what I want to be doing. Everyone can go home, work virtually because mama's going home. And because I was starting my company because I wanted to be at home with my kids. And here I was stuck.
Yeah.
So, you know,
on 75 rather than at home.
Yeah. And so those are three things. The foundation, the products and services, and now partner with people who have your same customer base, but don't do what you do, that you complement each other. Mm. It's a very easy conversation because they're thinking, I wish I had this video department, but I don't want to go hire 20 people.
Yeah.
When I came in, he's like, perfect. Now we have a video service. Now we'll send all our video to her. She'll send all her marketing to me. Great, great marriage. So that would help them exponentially grow really quickly.
So, you know, if somebody is wanting to get advice from you, is there a place where they can contact you?
Or? No, I'm just kidding.
Is there a way that you're monetizing this, Miss Janie?
Not really. I'd love for you to go to WBTVN.tv and sign up as a host.
There you go.
Or go to, I mean, I help our hosts monetize.
Yeah, you do, a lot.
Every week I'm on the phone, I help them, I do videos, show them this is how I monetize my channel, this is what I would do. So, I mean, when you join us, we have a training center back there that has all these great tips that I put back there. And so I really try to help them, no fee. But you do have to join WBTVN.tv or SpiritFed.tv to really kind of tap into my expertise and really let me help you grow that business using video, because video still remains the number one way to grow your business, period.
And I think that I heard a statistic about Facebook that in 5 years, there's a good chance that it'll be almost all video,
yeah,
that there won't be any text left.
So we've been teaching this for 12 years,
Wow, you were just, really on the cutting
edge
of everything.
Yeah, so now it's just, you know, now people are just realizing that. So now what you want to do is you want to get into video, you want to get on a national platform. Someone that's already in Roku. If you're on YouTube, you're lost in the crowd. People
have
to find you. It's like finding a website, right?
Wow.
I mean, you got to know the person's name, you got to know the topic. You know, when you go on WPTVN, you know it's women content created by women. And you're letting someone else promote you. YouTube is not promoting you unless you pay them. And we, WBTVN, is part of our process. If our hosts aren't successful, we're not successful.
So you've also got some interest in helping speakers and helping women that are in college in film, right?
Yeah. We open a women in film division. It's called Real Women, R-E-E-L.
I like that. Very catchy.
Yes, thank you, John. And so it's Real Women, and what we want, it's our way of giving back for women independent filmmakers that are in college. I took film and video in college, and it was all male, and there was nowhere really to showcase a woman's work about women. Mm. And so what we've done is we've created a free resource for university students or independent filmmakers that are women. And we are in partnership with film festivals around the world to showcase your work. Shay Vaughn, which is my business partner, is Ben Spahn, the actor's mother. So she's very entrenched in celebrity, L.A., and all that great stuff. Well, Vince actually, no one knows this, actually owns a production company.
Oh.
Her daughter, Shay's daughter, Vince's sister, runs that. And what her whole job is to look for content. Movies that they can create.
Wow,
so it's a
awesome.
Great part.
Yeah.
So immediately when we get these ladies uploading their videos for free, we've got eyes in LA looking at it from a really legit studio to see if they want to pick it up. So it's a really good little partnership, I think.
Oh my gosh, and what a great exposure for,
and
how motivated would you be, you know, if you're a college kid and you're like, oh my gosh, I've got this great idea, and now they have an avenue.
And it's free.
Yeah, which is every college student's budget.
Exactly.
And you're also helping speakers. You have a speaker kind of organization that's like part of WBTVN.
Yeah, if you want to showcase your speaker stuff. I mean, there's really not a place. There's speaker bureaus and things like that. But that's really high dollar. And you're just, you know, hoping somebody finds you on a list under your topic. So we created a very inexpensive way for you to showcase your speaking gigs and your audio podcasts and your speaker sheets and all of that on WBTVN as well.
But really and truly, speakers, if you want some exposure that is going to be national and international, you really ought to consider being a host on the show, because I've gotten a lot of gigs just from being exposed like this.
Definitely.
So it's just, I mean, because it shows them what you look like when you're interacting with people. You know, it's all your content anyway, so you might as well be showcasing it to people that want to buy it.
Yeah. Excellent advice, Claire.
Well, Janie, as always, it's always so fun to have you here on the show. Thank you so much for updating us all on what's going on. It's so amazing how quickly everything has happened.
Yeah.
And we'll have you on again to make sure that everybody keeps up to date.
Hey, thank you, Claire.
You're
love you.
Love you too. Girl power. So this week in improv, we are going to play a game called Blind Line. And in Blind Line, what we're going to do is we're going to start our scene, and then every now and then we're going to pull a line out of the cup, and we read the line, and we justify the line inside the game, inside the scene, okay?
Okay.
And I've got your back. Remember, remember that we are here to make you look brilliant. That is our job.
Okay. And you're the experts.
And,
it's,
and you are too, because we all live in improv every day, all right?
Okay.
So what we're going to do is we're going to let Ellen start the scene. We're going to kind of move over here to the side.
Okay.
And then we're going to enter the scene, okay?
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to pick Ellen's first line for her. So she's going to open up with this line, and then we'll go from there.
Okay.
All right? Okay.
If you like it so much, why don't you marry it?
Well, I've been working on that, and I tell you what, I got this nice boyfriend, and he's been amazing. He's from Gun Barrel City.
Oh, that's amazing. I'm glad I moved here, too, because I need myself a man.
Well, this one's mine.
You can't have me.
That's right.
I got her.
That's right. In fact, I was thinking the other day that I'd be with you, and I'd be saying, oops, I did it again. You know, and
yeah, I know, you get all the good guys.
I'm the third.
Yeah.
I'm third in line.
And when I always have you in my prayers, sis. Yeah. I know that you've been wanting a man for a long time now, and
you know what? I bet he had friends.
I got a brother.
You got a brother?
I got a brother over in Maybank.
And what he was saying was,
because I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
Oh, there you go. Oh, my
God.
Maybe we can have a double wedding.
Oh.
Wouldn't that be?
Yippee.
We can shoot off our guns in the back.
And, you know, like, right before, you know, we get married, they're going to announce that we're husband and wife sort of thing.
Well, yeah.
I want them to say, you can't touch this.
Bam.
Not to the honeymoon, anyway.
Oh, well.
Paper spit fight.
Yes, and remember.
That's it. Instead of, that's how we'll all exit. We'll just spitball fight.
Spit spitball.
I'm so excited. You know, when I was dreaming about my wedding day, in the back of my mind, I always thought, spice up your life.
No, and that's why I'm here. Spicy, spicy.
Jim Bob Joe, he's here to help me out with that, huh? Aww. He's like sugar and spice and everything nice.
Oh,
that's what you got.
That's what I got.
That's what you got.
And what would I say to her?
Oh, well, let's see what you would say.
You would say.
I would say, takes one to know one.
We're one big happy family.
Yeehaw.
We're all so busy. How do you balance fun with responsibility at work?
I think it's about kind of keeping your priorities straight and knowing what needs to be done and really focusing in on that, and then kind of giving yourself time as well to relax and to have that fun, give yourself that freedom to have fun.
So what are some of the fun things about growing your business?
Really just seeing it grow, actually, where it's, you know, where you reach out and you can see your customer base just kind of grow with time. And that's really gratifying to see that, where, you know, you're reaching out to, you know, 10,000 people, then suddenly 100,000 people. And, you know, it's just, you just build up that customer base.
So how do you encourage others in their life to have fun?
I think give yourself the freedom to kind of put yourself out there and fail and to enjoy it, and we're so dominated by success stories where everyone thinks that you succeed on the first try, but it's not about that, and you can just have fun in the process.
So what advice could you give someone that might be struggling right now as to how to keep it fun?
Don't sweat the small things, really. I think that, at least personally for me, there's a lot of anxiety about smaller things. But when I kind of remind myself that they're not that, you know, important in the end, or it's not something ultimately that I can get this fixed, I can, you know, get everything, you know, right back on track, then I can kind of let myself kind of let go and kind of refocus in on what I need to do.
So tell us a little bit about your business.
With 6 Month Smiles, we provide short-term orthodontics to adults who don't want to kind of have to wear metal braces, and it's kind of an alternative to comprehensive orthodontics.
Okay. So if you had a happy dance or a happy stance, what would that look like?
I really like the Captain Morgan kind of thing, so it's like...
So remember, your challenge this week is to really think about trust. How trustworthy are you? How trustworthy are you showing up in your relationships? And take those 4 main relationships that you have in your life and really look at them. See where you are with them. If there's anything that needs to be shored up, do it. Trust is the foundation of everything. And once you have it, you want to hold on to it. Now remember to follow us on our Coffee with Claire Facebook page and follow the fun. See you next time.